Today on episode number 368 of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements, and you can find everything we talk about today, go to schoolofpodcasting.com/368. We're going to talk about why we need podcasting. I review the Aphex Project Channel microphone preamp. It's very, very cool. We spotlight a member of the School of Podcasting.com. We talk about a tool that allows you to make podcast album art for 10 bucks. Are you crazy? And I also talk about the value of community. Siri, who am I?
You're David, but you asked me to call you Big Papa.
Siri, I love it when you call me Big Papa. Hit it, ladies.
The School of Podcasting with Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005. I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson. Thanking you so much for tuning in. If you're new to the show, look, this is where we talk about all things podcasting, from planning to recording to promoting to producing to distribution, everything you need. Now, along the way, I'm going to bring my 20 plus years of technical training and try to eliminate all that jargon and all the verbiage that you go, what? Are they even speaking English? We try to have a little fun along the way. Our website is schoolofpodcasting.com. You can call me. It's toll free. It's 888-563-3228. You can email me. My email is dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. You can also leave a comment out at the blog. There's also a voicemail button. If you got a microphone plugged in, if you're on an iPad or something of that nature, yes, we want to hear from you. Everybody, just come on in, have a seat. And as my friend Dan Lyons from Australia, I believe is where he was the last time he was in England, let's have a chat. Sit down, have a chat. So welcome aboard. I like to jump in to the content today. I always like to start off, if you have one of these, please email it in, call it in, whatever you, however you want to get it to me, and I call it Because of My Podcast. There are so many different ways that you benefit from a podcast, and here is one right now.
Hey, David, it's Caleb Bacon from Man School, and I wanted to answer your wonderful question, Because of My Podcast, and what I want to let you know is, because of my podcast, I have an opportunity to tell the world stuff that I think is important and do it in such a way that's authentic to my vision for that. You know, even though I do belong to a network, they really don't, the Sideshow Network, they don't really tell me what to do too much, which is nice because by day I work in television and that's all the networks tell you what to do. It's exactly everything. So I get to go home at night and have this unfiltered voice I can put out into the world, which basically says what I want to say. And with my show, Man School, it's about the interesting, difficult, or exciting life experiences that my guests have had, and whether guys listen and can relate to the specifics of it, or they can just find it motivating, or just whatever sort of inspiration. Like, it's exactly what I want to put out there, and I really love doing it, and it seemed to have resonated with a lot of people so far. Not just men, because the show's not just, look, men listen to the show by and large, and that's who it's made for, but everybody is certainly welcome to listen, whether you're a man, woman, or the family dog. So I certainly invite you to listen to Man School with your pets. Absolutely. And David, you do a great show. Thanks so much. Bye.
Caleb, thank you so much for sending that in. You can find Caleb over at manschoolshow.com. And Caleb, I think you're so wonderful that in about, I don't know, probably 10 minutes in this podcast, I'm going to mispronounce your name and call you Clay. That's right. I don't do that just for just everybody, right? So you can say, hey, that's right, Dave Jackson. He forgot my name. I don't know why. I know it's Caleb, but I call you Clay in another segment. So I apologize in advance. So I was wrong about that. Now, one thing you are correct about, that one of the great things about podcasting and why we need podcasting is it is unfiltered. Let me tell you something, and I bet you're all going to go, what? I didn't hear a thing at all about that. You ready for this? McDonald's. Now, there's a guy named Jamie Oliver. He's this, I think he was known as the Naked Chef, which to me, Naked Chef, there are two words that just shouldn't be kind of used in the same sentence, especially if you're doing a lot of chopping. It just, to me, sounds like a bad idea, but he is this really cool guy that came to the U.S. and has been trying very, very hard to get school lunches changed. There is a reason there is a childhood obesity problem in this country, and he's really been fighting the fight. Really great guy, and he has now been able to prove that McDonald's food is not fit for human consumption. They actually wash their meat with ammonia. And he's gone through and different countries, some of them use this system of washing the meat and some of them don't. But he was able to actually get them to change the recipe. Amazing, right? McDonald's is going to change the way they make hamburgers in certain countries. And guess what? I didn't hear a peep about this anywhere. You know why? Check this out. It was stated in, I just did a quick Google search. So this is via, you know, a web search, right? But it's located, McDonald's is located in more than 100 countries. It was started in 1940. And McDonald's advertising budget varies from year to year, but generally it says is around $1 billion. So now you're a network, you're ABC, NBC, whatever, BBC One, BBC Two, et cetera, et cetera. Are you going to bite the hand that feeds you a billion times a year? I don't think so. So it's interesting. So where did I hear that story? I heard it on a blog. And I then put it in my podcast, The Logical Weight Loss Podcast. And speaking of getting in shape and staying in shape, I always like to spotlight a member of the School of Podcasting. And today we're going over to Outside Health and Fitness. And, you know, it's a great sounding podcast. Check it out. And it goes a little something like this.
Outside Health and Fitness Podcast, episode 25.
Welcome to the Outside Health and Fitness Podcast. We're getting outside the box, outside our comfort zone, and outside and in shape. If you're bored with the same old fitness routine at the gym and you're ready to try something new, then this is the show for you. We're exploring new and fun ways to get fit on the trail, on the water, on the slopes, and outside.
Hi, this is Steve Stearns from OutsideHealthAndFitness.com.
Hey, Steve.
And I'm so excited to welcome you to the Outside Health and Fitness Podcast. If you're new to the show, we like to stay fit and active by having fun outside. We like to run, ride, walk, hike, bike, swim, and ski. If it's fun and keeps us healthy, we're in.
Bingo. Look at that. 1 minute in, I know exactly what to expect from this podcast. Love. Okay, let's give Steve another minute.
The gym just isn't that appealing. We were the kids that the teachers always caught looking out the window. We'd rather be outdoors having fun. And if that sounds like you, then you found the right place. In this episode of the Outside Health and Fitness Podcast, I'm going to share 10 reasons why I prefer to run in the morning. Then we'll go way outside and check out an exciting piece of fitness gear that can help you soar to new heights. And I'll share a tip in the outside weight loss segment to pump up your morning Joe. And I'll throw down a fitness challenge to keep you focused and motivated to get you outside and in shape this week.
There you go, Steve. Very, very cool stuff. And you can find him over at OutsideHealthAndFitness.com. And for the record, the knocking in the background, I got to remember to do this. Now that I'm doing these a little more live, that actually means somebody's at my website. But Steve, thank you so much for tuning in. And I'll have links to this out in the show notes, which, of course, you can find out at schoolofpodcasting.com/368. Next up, I've been calling these on occasion when I find them, the clip of the week. This is just something that I found from different podcasts that I go, wow, that was really, really cool. And I have a list of podcasts about podcasting. You can find that at, you guessed it, podcastsaboutpodcasting.com. And one of them, this is from Libsyn. I think I mentioned this a couple weeks ago. Elsie and the Libsyn crew are now putting out an official podcast. Libsyn, by the way, is Libsyn.com, where you can get a free month of media hosting by going over there, signing up, use the coupon code SOPFREE, And this is a really cool podcast. I wasn't sure what to expect. And Elsie is like peeling back all the curtains and talking about her stats and things like that. And she will occasionally get Rob Walsh, who's been on this show a number of times, really great guy. He's the VP of podcast relations over at Libsyn Wizard Media. And he came on the show and dropped this one. And I've known this, but I didn't know. It's one of those things where you kind of go, I knew this was a bad idea. I didn't know how bad an idea it was. And that is copying your show notes from Microsoft Word into WordPress. I remember I was helping Larry Decay when he was doing the Business of Writing Today podcast. And we were doing some things and he had copied and pasted some show notes in there from Word. And it just made everything squirrely, I think is the official technical term. It made it squirrely. And we were trying to figure out what was going on. And there are some buttons in WordPress where you can go in and say, clear up the formatting. Like it's supposed to delete anything that's not supposed to be there. And it didn't really work very well. And here's this clip that Rob is talking about copying and pasting your show notes, you know, your little paragraph about your show. And pasting that into WordPress.
People take it for granted that their feed is still valid. If you're copying and pasting show notes from Word document, don't ever assume that because you're going to break your feed. So yeah, don't copy from your notes from Word documents. And if you do, you best be checking your feed after every time you publish.
But this is specific to Libsyn, so we should be very specific to that, to using our editor.
Anybody's editor. No, because a lot of editors, if you copy from Word into the editors, regardless of who it is, it'll add characters. If you're hand coding and you copy from Word into the XML file, you can add special characters. Yeah, you have any place you're publishing, you have to be careful if you're copying your show notes from a Word document because there's special hidden characters in Word. When they get carried over, like if you have three periods, like I was talking to, you know, my show covers the iPad, the iPod, the iPod Touch, Apple TV, .. That .. becomes a special character that breaks RSS feeds.
Very cool stuff. Very good stuff to know. So I never knew it broke an RSS feed. I'm like, wow, very, very cool. So yeah, I know Microsoft always, this is the one thing that's, I just wish we all could live and play together. Apple does things that are always very Apple specific. For instance, I believe the default format when you use GarageBand is still, you know, like M4V or whatever, a very Apple specific format. And if you do Windows stuff and try to do a video, it's going to make it a WMV file, which is a very Windows specific thing. And consequently, I remember when I used to use FrontPage back in the day, making a FrontPage a website was their Microsoft web page building software. And I knew that, like when I teach Microsoft Word, they always say, yes, you can actually build a website with Word. And I go, you can paint with peanut butter too. I wouldn't do it. So yeah, there are a lot of very Microsoft specific codes in Word, and those get copied over when you paste them into other things. So if you didn't know that, be very, very careful. So what I do, if I have something that's already in Word, I copy it, I paste it into Notepad on a PC, or basically just a straight text editor so that there is no code. It's just the characters. And then I will copy and paste from Notepad into WordPress. I do not use, there's a button in WordPress that says paste from Word. I don't even know. I just go right to Notepad and then write into WordPress. Or a lot of times, I just type my show notes. But I realize sometimes you've already got them in another document, things like that. That's fine. Just paste it in a Notepad, some sort of text program, so there is no formatting, and then paste that into, copy it again, paste it again into WordPress, and that'll help you eliminate all this extra coding stuff. All right, it's time to play with some toys, and right now I have in front of me the Aphex Project Channel Microphone Preamp, and as I am at Amazon in front of me right now, $4.99 this little gizmo goes for, and it's the thing I love about Aphex stuff. I discovered them back in 2006, and they had another unit. It was called the I think it was called the something 320, 230. It was like $1,000. And I just remembered this thing called Big Bottom. and they're oral excited. They just made it sound super cool, and they had a compressor. And so they've come out with this model now, and it's kind of that model's little brother. And again, the Aphex Project Channel. And what I'm going to do here, right now I have nothing, like nothing on my voice whatsoever. I have no bass, my treble, mid, everything is at 12 o'clock basically. And I'm going straight from the microphone. I'm using my RE320, my Electrovoice RE320, going directly into the Aphex going directly into the mixer going into my portable recorder. And then I do some post, what's the word here? I basically squish it in Adobe Audition. So what we're going to do here is, first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to turn on the compressor. So here we go. And you probably didn't notice a huge difference. So the compressor is on. And again, a super easy knob that I can go here and adjust how much compression I have. Like right now I'm at 4:1. And what this means is if I were to talk really, really loud right now, I can see where it's squishing my audio by about 4 dB. And the more I turn it up, it will or will not. So I'm going to get right up on the microphone now. And if I turn it up, I'm really going for a lot of compression now. And I can see it's squishing it now by almost 6 decibels as I get loud. So the cool thing is, so there it is, all the way on, all the way up. And now I am 1, 2, 3, turning it off. So it may not make a huge difference in the audio quality, which in reality, you kind of don't want. You just want it to be able to catch your volume, not so much adjust that. So now it's back on. And what I'm going to do now is I'm going to turn off. I'm going to turn on the, there's a thing called the, except that's the volume knob, Dave. You don't want to mess with that. But I've got that going in, and I'm going to adjust my, the Big Bottom and the Oriole Exciter. Okay, so this is now on. What I'm going to do is I'm going to put this at about 12 o'clock. What you do is you pick a frequency, and then you pick how much of that frequency you want to boost. So I'm going to just now turn this up. It's about 10 o'clock. Now it's about 12 o'clock. You should probably hear me getting a little bass here. Now it's about 2 o'clock. Now it's at, we'll go all that, 3 o'clock. And now it's all the way up. Now you can really overdo it with this. If I have, if you're in your car, you could really blow out your speakers or something. So you have to, this is one of the things you want to do. And with that all the way up now, let me show you the extent here. So this is probably such a low frequency, it doesn't really do much. But if I do this up, it's going to go up through the spectrum here. And I'm going to say right around here is where I like it. Maybe not so much, because again, you can overdo it with this. But as I go up, it's going to become more of a mid-range boost. So here, as I do this and turn this up, and now it's almost to the point of boosting frequencies you don't want. So again, rah, 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 that sounds weird, doesn't it? Okay, so here again, I could, I'm going to turn down the amount. I'm going to put this about 2 o'clock and put it back about where I was. So here again is, that's called Big Bottom. So it's compressing. The compressor's still on, and this is adding a little bass to that. So I'm going to turn this off. Here's with it on right now where I kind of like it. A little bit of my sweet spot, just a touch, not too much. And here it is with it off. So this is off, and now that is with it on. All right, pretty cool, huh? Now, this, you have the other end of the spectrum. This kind of boosts the bottom end. This one will boost the top. So here again, I'm going to put this about 12 o'clock, and you'll start to hear my S's and T's. Now this, you can really get obnoxious with this. It's already very clear. So this is just a touch, but now I'm going to adjust the frequency of this, and now you'll hear if I say Simple Susie says sibilance, Simple Susie says things with lots of S's and T's in them, like he used zildjian cymbals over here, and it gets here. If I turn this up again, I'm going to turn this almost all the way up, and wow, it just sounds like, yeah, see, that's almost too much. You can really overdo it with this. So here, and now I'm going to adjust this back down, and depending on the frequency of you want, and see, that's just way too much. So I'm going to back that down. So you can add, the upper end is really cool for bringing out that clarity, but a touch is all you need. So here again is I'm now going to, I've got that about where I want it with my headphones. I'm going to turn up my headphones a little more so I can really make myself deaf. There we go. So I got that. and I've got my compressor on, I've got that. And then the last knob is your volume. So what I do is I just turn this up to where, you know, I want to make sure I don't peak on my actual channel on my mixer. And we're good. So there it is. So now I'm going to back off again just on that upper end. That's really clear. Wow. What a difference. And so now this is with it on and this is with it off. So My Country Tis of Thee, Sweet Land of Liberty is on. Of Thee I Sing. Land Where My Fathers Died. Land of the Pilgrim's Pride. From Every Mountainside. Let Freedom Ring. All right, so there you go. Very cool. And the thing I love about this, not 8 million knobs. It's pretty much turn it on, dial it, you heard me. That's all the knobs. So it does have the phantom power if you're using a condenser microphone. But I definitely like the sound of this. So you have the quarter inch on the input. Then you also have an XLR microphone input. That's basically the little round circle with the three dots if you're new to audio stuff. And on the output side, you've got, again, a quarter inch and a XLR. And then you also have a digital output, which is something I'll never use, but it has this SPDIF output. It's a coaxial. It's basically a digital output. So if you're running things very digital. But the manual, as I hold it in my hand, is a whopping 10 pages because there's just not much to using this. It's you dial it in, you press on, off, and you plug in a couple cords, and it is good to go. So there you go. If you got $500, burn in a hole in your pocket. This is not a Aphex makes great stuff, and I want to thank them for allowing me to demo this unit. So there you go, the Aphex Project Channel. Very cool piece of equipment. And if you're asking, am I using that right now, or what do I use normally? I have a DBX 286A. It is also a mic preamp. And the difference between the two, if I were to move some things so I can get to my knobs here, with the Aphex, you heard how I could tune the frequency that it boosts. Here, I have a low, like I could turn up my bass here and get really, really bassy. Oop, that's the wrong one. That's the other knob. That made me very, very clear. Here I could really turn on the bass, but I don't get the tune. I don't get to pick what frequency I'm boosting there like I do on the Aphex. And likewise, same thing. Here's my, again, very, very, ooh, that's very, very clear. And I could do that here. Now, the one thing that this one has that the Aphex does not is it has a noise gate. Meaning, now what is a noise gate? Let's take some jargon out of that one. So here, if I turn this off, and I'm going to turn on a fan. I'm going to turn on a bunch of fans, actually, because it's really hot in here anyway. So fan one is on. Fan two is on. And while I'm at it, yeah, that'll work. I think that's enough noise. So what I can do here is if I turn on this, what's really weird is, and there, it's off. So now I have a compressor. Now, what did I say about compressors, right? They make things that are quiet louder. So they're actually boosting my fan noise, right? Here's the fans without a compressor. Here's the fans with my compressor, right? Well, they're doing their job. They're making soft things louder. Now, I'm going to turn on what this noise gate says is, look, here in Ohio, we have an amusement park, right? And it says, you must be this tall to ride this ride. What a noise gate does is it says you must be this loud to be on the recording. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to slowly turn this up. And there's a really annoying spot where it comes on and off. So here we go. I'm going to slowly say you have to be this tall. You have to be this tall. You have to be this loud, basically. And we're getting close. Hear how it's coming in and out? It's right on the edge. I'm moving, so the wind is now hitting the microphone. So now if I go just a little more. And you're like, that's close. And now there's no fan noise. Now, the bad news is I can actually keep turning this up until where eventually I'm not going to be loud enough. So here I am. I have to kind of loud now to so you can hear me. Hey, come back. Okay. So the bad news is, like right now, there's no fan noise when I shut up. But when I talk, you can kind of still... Do you hear that in the background? It's still going there. If I sing a song for you, the fan noise is in the back. So that's a noise gate. And those are really handy if you're podcasting next to the dryer. But realize the noise is still going to be in the background. He said turning around and turning off fan number one and turning off fan number two. And now I can actually turn this down. There's really not much noise to... you know what that... It does help if you turn the right knob. That is the output knob, Dave. Here is the noise gate knob. Here we go. If I turn this down. Yeah, that's the noise of my computer, basically. Which, if you're in the car, if you're on a treadmill, you can't hear that. But I'll go ahead and tune that down. So that's the difference between what I normally use and the Aphex. I really like the ability to tune in that. And Aphex does make a model that has the compressor, that has the vocal enhancer, the big bottom and the oral exciter and a noise gate. It's not $500. It's a little more than that, but I'll put links to that out in the show notes. Again, that is going to be at schoolofpodcasting.com/368. And we have other Aphex toys coming our way in the future, but that one definitely has some cool tips and tricks and just has some, what's the word? It has some versatility that I'm not used to with the stuff that I'm usually using.
Live from the basement, it's Building a Better Dave. Here's your host, Dave Jackson.
And I thought I should go to Radio Shack. And I'm like, you know what? I don't want to go to Radio Shack because they're going to shack me. And when you're ready to upgrade, yeah, I'm not really ready to upgrade. I'm really ready to get out of the store. I got to be somewhere, Junior. And he's like, you know, would you like me to print you a $5 coupon? No, really what I would like you to do is hand me my freaking change so I can get out of the store. So when you go someplace and you just want to leave and you just can't get out of the store, say, oh man, I'm getting shacked. I bought a pair of shoes. They grilled me for a half hour on how many socks I wanted. I got shacked. We can do that, and it's $150 divider and a rebate, and you throw this in, and you do the hokey pokey, and you turn yourself around, and you save $10. Just give me my freaking change, and let me get out. You are shacking me to death.
Check us out at BetterDave.com.
Alrighty. Next up, the star of the show. That would be you and your podcast questions. And I've been doing the Start a Podcast in 6 Weeks class. The next one coming up in less than a month. Go over to howtopodcast.com. We meet every Tuesday. We meet every Saturday for 2 hours. And you don't have to be there to, you can get the recordings later. But I wanted to let you know that is coming up. And we still have a few seats left for the next class. If you are looking for more of a live option rather than the self-paced tutorials over at the School of Podcasting, one of the questions I got this week was, Dave, why don't you use iTunes to do ID3 tagging? And we explained what ID3 tagging is. This is basically putting information inside an MP3 file. Kind of like, you know how they say, if you cut down a tree, the rings tell the story of the tree. This MP3 tagging information, sometimes ready for the geeky word of the week, meta. It's metadata. And it has things like, you know, the name of the author, the name of the episode, the name of the podcast, and then usually a piece of artwork. And the reason I don't use iTunes, and I haven't verified this in a little while, but I know the last time I checked, this was still the case. And that is, you would go in, you would add all this fun-filled information, and then if you played it in iTunes, it would work great. And again, here we go again with, I wish we could all just play along. If you played it in Windows Media Player, which a lot of people still use if they're streaming it live or things like that, and depending on how your computer is set up, it wouldn't show the album artwork. And you would look like a complete hack. So that's why I don't use iTunes. I use a tool for the PC called MP3 Tag. Now, I want to save you a headache. It's one of the things I do here at the School of Podcasting. And what's really kind of a bummer about this is when you go to, it's mp3tag.de, because it's a German person that puts this together, and then /en for English, so you don't end up with a, you know, German, wasn't that a great German accent? Awesome. Jeez Louise. Anyway, and you want to click on the not, when you get there, there's a big button that says download. And that's the one thing I dislike about sending people to this website. That download is not the software. That is probably an advertisement for whatever software that's not MP3 tag. If you go to the then link at the top that says download, you click on that and then you'll see a link to MP3 tag V whatever setup.exe. Download that and you should be good to go. Anytime you download an exe file, always scan that for viruses just to be on the safe side. But I use this. It's a great program and it's awesome. Now, the other one you can use if you're on a Mac is ID3 Editor. And you can find that if you go over to pa-software.com/ID3Editor. And there's actually a PC version of this in addition to Mac. But that's like, I want to say it's $15. There's actually a free trial if you want to check it out as well. So that's why I don't use iTunes. And like I said, this is a one-time fee. You don't have to do that every time. You don't have to spend $15 for every episode. The other question I got is, Dave, where do you get your music for your intro and jingles and things like that? There are a couple places for this. If you go to schoolofpodcasting.com/links, there is, if you click on audio, you'll see a links to production music for songs. So if you're doing like a podcast that spotlights music, maybe it's a blues podcast, things like that. And I'm going to be updating that. I found some new places for music that you can use in your podcast. Sound effects, if you want voiceover, thing like that. Now, the ladies that sing, when I say hit it, ladies, that is courtesy of Music Radio Creative. And if you want to check them out, this is Mike Russell and the crew over there. They do phenomenal work. And just go to schoolofpodcasting.com/MRC. That'll take you over there. Now, they are a global company. They're based out of the UK. So at the bottom, they have a brand new, great-looking website where you can switch it to whatever currency you're using. They can do that. Rich Palmer is a member of the School of Podcasting. He's another guy that will that's done some stuff for me in the past. And we've got links to Audio Jungle. Don't forget, here's another one for music. If you go out, I've got a link to this out in the resources, Amazon.com. If you just type in royalty-free music, you can buy a single track for 99 cents and you can preview it first. So there are a bunch of different resources. Another one that I use, if you go to schoolofpodcasting.com/free music. Now, the word free here is used a little liberally because the music is free. The shipping is $8. But you get a whole CD of music. And what this is typically, you'll get like 6 or 7 songs, but there's like a 15-second version, a 30-second version, a 60-second version, and then like a whole version of the song. Maybe it's 2 minutes long, things like that. And I really like that version because you can kind of make your own little transitions. If you're going to be making maybe a demo of your podcast, maybe a little 60-second promo to play on the feed by Libsyn because they're playing promos now. That is one of my favorite solutions is, again, schoolofpodcasting.com/free music. But a lot of examples for that. The other thing I want to point out, let me see, is number one, I mentioned this a couple weeks ago, Pod Producer was a great software. Back in the day, is gone, it's dead. And this was a podcast that allowed you to go live. And I think another one is, for those of you that remember podcasting from 2005, there was a website called IOTA PromoNet. And this was a great place for PodSafe music. And it is taking a really long time for IOTA PromoNet to come up. I'm going to try this one time. I used a link, iotapromonet.com. Yeah, they're dead, apparently. No longer a PodSafe music. So I'll be deleting them from my resource section. And if you're ever in my resource section, again, just go over to schoolpodcasting.com/links. If you find a dead link, let me know, because there are things that come and go. And I noticed when I went over to podproducer.net, that is now somebody trying to basically just spam you. They've gone out. I always love when there's no contact information on a website And it's just nothing but kind of, I don't know, here, buy this software, buy this, buy that, buy this, and be careful. Just be very careful out there when it comes to getting into podcasting. Because podcasting right now, 2013, it's just been blowing up. And there are a lot of people out there that want you to, they want to get you excited about podcasting. And then they're going to send you in the wrong direction because it's bigger commissions for them. And I'm somewhat proud that one of the members of the School of Podcasting said, Dave, you're a little bit like the Consumer Reports for podcasting. You're testing gear, you're testing websites, you're testing software and things like that. And I give an honest review. So I appreciate that. Be very, very careful. And as always, if you have any questions, you can email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. So those are some options there for music, for voiceovers. And while we're at it, I'm going to tell you what, because we're closing up on the end of the show here today. If you go to schoolofpodcasting.com/slicer, this is something I'm going to be testing. I wanted to have this for this episode, and you know, that thing called life just got in the way. And I've got one other topic here I'm going to talk about here about community. But this is the Podcast Artwork Slicer. And what this is, it's a web-based software that allows you to just drag and drop together an image. Let's say you have an image, you went to some sort of royalty-free image place, and you don't have Photoshop, you don't have any kind of software, you don't want to use Microsoft Paint, things like that. How do you make your album art? Well, you can, you know, there are people that go out there, they'll charge you hundreds of dollars to create an album art. And it's already set up for, you know, 1400 by 1400 pixels. That's the size that iTunes wants. And I've got resources again out at schoolofpodcasting.com/links. And I use a couple different companies when I need that. This is a way for you to make your own album art for $10. Now, that's the good news. It's really inexpensive. But here's the thing I want to point out about this, and I have not used this yet. Okay, I'll talk about this more, but this is my thought going into this. I have a piece of recording gear in my basement right now. It's a 24-track digital recorder. Now, that means I can record 24 things at a time. And I use it to go out and record bands live. And then later, I can turn up the guitar player. I can turn up the bass drum. I can turn up the snare. I can turn up the backup vocals. I have total control over that. It's a really powerful piece of equipment. And I've made some really cool sounding live CDs for people. Right? That's the good news. The bad news is I don't use it very often. I don't do that hardly at all anymore. And if I had to use that piece of equipment right now, I would have to dig out the manual. Because I've kind of forgotten some of the tips and tricks and things like that. So while it's very cool to have a great tool, right? I have this phenomenal tool for recording things live. But really, it doesn't matter what the tool is. What matters is who's turning the knobs, right? So consequently, it looks like a really great tool. It looks very easy. It looks very intuitive. But on the other hand, if you don't have that, and I'm just going to call it the eye, that designer eye, then, you know, yeah, you'll end up with album art. But that's my initial reaction is, yeah, this is going to be cool. I'm not really a graphic designer. And I'm pretty sure you could give me the exact same image and some text, and I would somehow put it together, and then I could give it to my buddy Becky over at podcastdesigns.com, and she would do something that would just make it. If there's a way for graphics to flow, something that would just go, ooh, that looks better. And it was just something, because here's somebody, for lack of a better phrase, that turns the knobs every day in the world of graphics. My buddy Daniel J. Lewis over at Podcast Album Art is another great guy. He's a guy now, he's not cheap, but he knows how to turn those knobs. And sometimes getting somebody who knows how to turn the knobs is worth paying for, right? I know Nick Suberling's wife does some cool album art stuff. So there are resources out there, but this is a new one, and I'll be playing with this. I'll probably talk about my on-hand, you know, first-hand knowledge next week, And in the meantime, if you want to play with it with me, we can compare notes next week. As we head towards the door, I want to share something with you. And we mentioned at the top of the show why we need podcasting. We need to get, it's a great way to get the word out to a global audience. Clay talked about that, the fact that he's able to say whatever he wants to say and it reaches this global audience and it's cool. But one of the things that I've said over and over is how cool it is that your community, like Saturday, I did my little live podcast every Saturday at 11 a.m. And we brought Jim Cullison on as a kind of a co-host, as a color guy. He's if I'm the play-by-play guy, he's the color guy. And we're trying that because I've never done that. I love to experiment with podcasting. And it was really, really cool. Kind of a hassle to get set up technology-wise, but that's good. I need to do that. I always love to learn. But Jim and I, Ryan Parker, when he shows up, Charles McFall, all these guys that I've met and all the guys that I'm now hanging out with every Saturday with my howtopodcast.com class, I'm sure if we all just sat down and started yakking, we're all laughing at the same jokes. We're very similar. We are our peas from the same pod to a certain extent. And so last weekend, I went to my 30-year high school reunion, which of course means I'm old. And it was so weird because these are people that I grew up in some cases in elementary school. I've known these people since I was 5. And we went through the worries of going to the junior high together. And then we went through the worries of, oh my gosh, what is high school going to be like together? And oh my gosh, can I get my driver's license? And oh, so-and-so had to take the test twice. And then we had the pressures of sex and the pressures of drugs and the pressures of tests and college tests and COGS exams and everything together. Oh my gosh. But it was so weird because when we got back together, and yeah, we're all a little older, a little more wrinkled, a little more gray, a little more heavier. But after about 15 minutes, the wrinkles kind of faded away and we didn't really notice the hair. And it was just somebody that knew what it was like to be in your school system. And you remember how awesome Deanna's laugh was and how good it was to see so-and-so. And there's something to be said about having that community, because it's what was weird about it is we used to worry about school and driving and tests and college and who broke up with who and all these major dramas in our life. And at the beginning of the dinner, they have a prayer, which was kind of cool. And in the middle of the prayer, they mention the people who are no longer with us. And that list keeps getting longer and longer and longer. So we worried together about these things. And now we're all kind of worrying about being on the list that they read at the beginning of dinner. And I just cannot tell you how cool it was to have that community. And when I do my logical weight loss and I have people that write in that say, hey, Dave, I'm down 10 pounds. Here's how I did it. You can do it too. And then I share that with the group and somebody else says, man, I'm up 5. What the heck? And it's okay. We have that community. And all the podcast people, check this out. A couple weeks ago, I mentioned the Yamaha mixer and I got to go back. I apologize deeply. Oh, this is going to kill me. This is what I get for doing this off the fly. The sent me a link to, has anybody heard of Seismic Audio? They make really powerful, feature-rich mixers for nothing, for like a song and a dance. Like the mixer that I pointed out, the one I'm using right now, $99. They have one that's very similar for $67. So I have, just so you know, I have an email into that company. I have a voicemail into that company to say, please send me your stuff because I'm trying to find the best value for my audience and I think you're it, but I'm not going to say you're it until I get to smell it, taste it, and, get my hands on one. So there was my community going, hey, Dave, thank you so much. That Yamaha sounds really cool. What do you think about this? And so we have common interests. It's awesome. And your community is waiting for you to start a podcast. Your global community would love to hear what you have to say. And we've all got something to say. You know, we've all got something to say. And it really doesn't cost. I was talking to my stepson, and he was telling me about the Microsoft Xbox One, I think was the name of it, the new version of Xbox. It's $500 for a game that's going to be outdated in who knows when. When you can buy a microphone, a little baby mixer, and some hosting, and be out the door for, I don't know, a couple $100, maybe even less, to start a podcast and grow that community and make friends. Can you put a price on friends? I don't know. I was hanging out this week a little bit with the podcast talent coach, Eric K. Johnson. You can find him at erickjohnson.com. You can find him at podcast talent coach. And it was very cool again to have somebody that shares, you have a lot in common, I guess, is that. And when all of a sudden you find that community, the world gets a pretty small. If you want to sing It's a Small World After All, you can right now. Nobody's listening if you're in the car. Just go ahead. You know it. You know the tune, right? And the problem is, did you hear that sound? There's about 1,000 people going, oh, no, he didn't, because that song's stuck in your head right now. I know it's stuck in my head, and you're going to be hearing that all day now. I'm sorry. I really am sorry. Oh, I've implanted It's a Small World After All in your head right now. Come on, admit it. It's still there. You can't turn it off. I'm sorry. We'll tell you what. Here's the background music. We'll mix that in here for you as we head out the door. And I want to thank you so much for tuning in. We learned today about some new gear. We learned about some resources. You can find that out. I didn't mention it a lot. Check out, again, blog.libsyn.com. If you have a promo for your show, send it on over to those guys and get yourself some exposure. If you don't have a promo for your show, check out my buddies, Music Radio Creative. Go over to schoolofpodcasting.com/MRC or just make one of your own. You'll learn those kind of skills at the School of Podcasting, and you can actually make your own. If you have any questions, I've got some tips on making promos. I think I've talked about that in a past episode about that. And I might be reviving podcastpromoswap.com. Right now, it's a mess, so don't bother going over there. I'll let you know. But that's something else that's coming on. And I would love to hear from you. My email, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. My phone number, 888-563-3228. You can also leave a voicemail out at the website. That is, again, schoolofpodcasting.com. And I want to remind you that it's time to start living a life worth podcasting about. You can do it. I'm telling you can do it. I know you're sitting there thinking, I don't know anything about this podcast. You can do it. You can. And I am here to help. So I hope to see you on the inside. Until then, class dismissed, and God bless. Take care. Siri, who's your daddy?
You are. Can we get back to work now?
It does not take much to amuse me. Okay. Yes, we can get back to work now.